Support for WYPR comes from University of Maryland Medical System, where world-class doctors are pioneering immunotherapy that's helping to stop cancer in its tracks. And with screenings and advanced treatments across the state, it's cancer care made for Marylanders. Learn more at umms.org/cancer.
Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the simplest foods we have is also one of the best liked and most useful. Butter has been around for a very long time, and it's no surprise that over the millennia, we figured out a million ways to use it. So Chef Jerry Pellegrino, well, first of all, just exactly what is butter and what can we do with it?
Butter, obviously a dairy product, and it's made by taking cream and churning it, basically beating it up, you know, physically to separate the butter fat from the buttermilk. And if you're a baker, getting this buttermilk is like liquid gold, because a lot of the buttermilk you buy in the store isn't necessarily true buttermilk. But basically, you end up, after you churn cream, with a beautiful, solid, creamy emulsion that's pretty stable at room temperature. And what it is, it's about 80% milk fat and about 20% milk solids. And this emulsion we know is pretty stable at room temperature, but we know it's pretty fragile when we heat it up, because if you are going to like cook with butter in a saute pan and you put it in there and get it hot, what do you end up with? You end up with an oil slick and then all these little solids in the bottom of the pan.
Oil
is the melted milk fat, and those solids are basically the milk solids that are remaining.
And they tend to burn.
Right. So you have to be very careful with that. Just quickly, the types of butter. Obviously, people always ask, like, salted or unsalted. And the deal is, in the old days, when you make butter, after you churn it, you have to wash out the buttermilk using a bunch of different water washes, because the butter solids are very stable at room temperature for long periods of time. It's the buttermilk that will eventually go bad. And so they used to salt the butter in the old days as a preservative.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is before, like, refrigeration.
Yeah.
So that's where the salted butter comes from. Pretty much these days, I use unsalted butter for everything, because you can always add salt when you're cooking. It's hard to take it out.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Another butter that we don't see a lot, but that is really good, is cultured butter.
Yes.
And that's made by taking the cream and adding bacterial cultures, a lactobacteria, which will basically turn the milk more acidic and creamier, actually, because it generates more of this lactic acid, this creamy acid.
Right.
And when the butter is made, it's got a really interesting tangy flavor and a creaminess.
Oh, it really does.
We talked about the separating. Clarified butter is another one, or ghee, if you like to cook.
Yes.
That's basically cooking the butter to separate the two solids and the butter fat.
Right.
And then the last one is European style butter, which has a higher fat content, which is usually churned for a much longer time and really great for baking.
When you're baking, we like to keep the butter cold, don't we?
Yeah, because remember, we don't want the emulsion to separate. When you're doing things like pastry and all that, separating the butter allows the moisture. There is a little bit of water in that emulsion, and that water will start to mix with the flour and cause a pastiness, rather than keeping things light and fluffy.
Also, they say, if you're working with butter, have your hands really cold.
try and keep everything cold.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we're going to put some of these ideas on the website so people can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.